Father, but Jesus, the Vaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya Narancheva Narota Devim Sarasvati Vyasata Tuchaya Mutire Nasta Prayesa Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sire Bhagavati Uttamasvati Bhakti Bhavaiti Naistiki. So Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 30, text 28, text 28. This title is the Gopis Search for Krishna, because today is Radhashtami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, the Manda of devotion. The mother of devotion. So we're taking a text from this chapter to reflect to this very wonderful, auspicious appearance of Srimati Radharani. Anaya Rajito Numnam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara Yano Vihaya Govinda Prito Yam Anayatraha Anaya Rajito Numnam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara Yano Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Anayaraha Anayarajito Numna Bhagavan Harishwara Yano Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Anayaraha. So please, can you respond with me for the word-for-word translation? Annaya,
Annaya,
by her, Arajitaha,
Arajitaha,
perfectly worshipped,
perfectly worshipped,
Nuna,
Nuna,
certainly,
certainly,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead,
the personality of Godhead,
Hari,
Hari,
Lord Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
Ishwaraha,
Ishwaraha,
the Supreme Controller,
the Supreme Controller.
Yet,
yeah.
inasmuch as,
us,
Vihaya,
Vihaya,
rejecting,
rejecting,
Govinda,
Govinda,
Lord Govinda,
Lord Govinda,
Prithaha,
Prithaha,
please,
please,
Yam,
Yam,
whom,
Anayat,
Anayat,
Led,
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 Raha,
Raha,
to a secluded place,
to a secluded place.
So translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. By the disciples of His Divine Grace, His Confounder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of God, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Please can you respond to it? Certainly,
this particular gopi
has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of God.
Govinda.
Since he was so pleased with her, that he abandoned the rest of us
and
brought her To is secluded place.
To is secluded place.
So let us listen to the Prabhupada. Wonderful Prabhupada by disciples from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti explains that the word Arajitaha refers to Srimati Radha Rani. He comments, they say Sukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden. But now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed a mercy. And thus the word Arajitaha is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce a great good fortune. Although the gopis spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti quotes the following detailed description of Srimati Radharani's footprints, as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Sri Ujjwala Nilamani. At the base of the last toe of our left foot is the mark of a balikon. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella. And below the umbrella is a bracelet. The vertical line extends from the middle of our foot to the junction of our last second toe. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner. And below the flag is a creeper, together with a flower. At the base of our small toe is an elephant gourd. And upon our heel is a half moon. Thus there are 11 marks on our left foot. 11 marks on our left foot. At the base of the last toe of our right foot is a conch shell. And below that a spear. At the base of the small toe of our right foot is a sacrificial altar. Below that, an earring. And below the earring, a spear. Along the base of the second, third, fourth, and small toes is a mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot. And on the heel is a fish. Thus, all together, there are 19 distinguishing marks on the soles of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Om Ajana Tindaransya, Ajana Jana Sarasa, Satsur Om Meditam, Jena Jasmai, Se Gurve. Sujetaina Anobhisa, Stavetam Jena Bhutam, Swayam Rupa Kadam, Dadati Swa, Adandika, Bandhisi Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda, Sahur, Gurudhai, Vastavatu, Chintu Chan, Tumura. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Si Advaita, Dada, Sirasara, Sikor, Sakthi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami. Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Acharya, Nirvishesha, Munyavadi, Panchakalpa Karidyasa, Krishna. Mahabharata. Plural. So today's appearance of Radharani, appearance of Srimati Radharani, technically called Radharani. So we are very much inclined to celebrate birthdays. And devotees should not shy away from that, even in your family, celebrate birthdays. Because it's a social function that can allow you to be able to connect with people and give gifts, spiritual gifts to them. So today is the foremost of all celebrations. I say the foremost. He has the foremost of all celebrations. One may query, what about Janmashtami? Isn't Janmashtami the foremost of all celebrations? Hey, tell me, what are you talking about? Is it Janmashtami the foremost of all celebrations? No. Radharani is the foremost of all celebrations. Why? Because according to Prabhupada mentions, when Prabhupada was aboard a Jaladuta, a steamship to the United States, he compiled a number of poems. And one of the stanzas, one of the verses in one of those poems, Makini Takini, Prabhupada mentioned, Krishna Kaba Punya, Habe, E Punya, Kori Jade, Radha Rani, Brother mentioned, he proclaimed, hey brothers, if you ever think of pleasing Krishna, then here is the secret. You have to take shelter of Srimati Radharani. You have to please Srimati Radharani. Then your way becomes very swift. I mean, like, you're looking for employment, you finish your university program, you're looking for employment, okay, you go to apply to some company, everything, your application is accepted, you will be interviewed. Who interviews you? His name manager. They examine you to figure out, is this person fit to be part of this company? They scrutinize you. You may have all the qualifications. What about the modus operandi? What about the modus vivendi? The behavior, the character of this person. Paper, okay, he's qualified. Let's examine him. One employer was telling me in Boston, my friend, so he was telling me, oh, he was looking for some, there was a vacancy, so he was looking for someone to fill the gap. And then there was this guy who was super qualified. So he said, yes, come over. I've read your papers. You come from the best, one of the Ivy Leagues, the best, one of the best universities in the United States. So come. We need you. And he said, when you examine him, he was not. He has a paper qualification, but he was not fit to be in his company. So Srimati Radharani also is the one who examines us, to see whether we are fit to walk in Krishna's company. We may think we are super little qualified, we have all the papers. We went to the best schools. And we have been living in the best temple. I've been there for 50 years, 60 years. Going back to go there? Sure. But, you know, Radharani will determine whether we are eligible candidates to go to Krishna Loka, to keep company with his beloved. And therefore Prabhupada emphasized that Krishna Tava Punya Habe E Punya Kori Bichabe Radharani Kosya Dhruva Nati Bodhi Dhruva. If we ever think of having access to Krishna's company, we should please Srimati Radharani. So what is the simple way, what is the best way to please Srimati Radharani? Yes, now it's time for interaction, questions now. You think you're just going to sit down there and listen to Kata? It doesn't work like that with me. Yes, so what is the best way to please Srimati Radharani? Look in this verse. Krishna abandoned all the rest of the gopis and took Srimati Radharani away to his secluded place. If you love somebody so dearly, what is responsible? And if someone is sincere, they will ask you, why you love me? I remember one of my mentees, you know, she sent me a text message. She said, why you love me so much? I said, because you have always been sincere to me. You may not be even sincere to your parents, but you have always been sincere to me. So there is something that makes someone dear to someone. What really makes Radharani so dear to Krishna? Why must people have to pass through him? I mean, through her. We have Prabhupada, so why do we have to care about Radharani again? Huh? Where it is mentioned, every morning we have this prayer during Mangarati. Yasa prasadam Bhagavad prasadam, yasa prasadam Nangatikato. By the mercy of the Guru, you know, by the mercy of Krishna we have the Guru. By the mercy of the Guru we attain Krishna. I didn't mention about Radharani, okay? So why we need Radharani anyway? Why do we need her? Yes, tell us. Why we have to pass through Radharani? And the simple thing is that Krishna is controlled by Radharani's love. He is the one who knows all of the duties. She is the one who knows all of the duties and how to please Srimati Radharani. If you want to serve somebody, you have to serve some. You have to get some tutelage or some. You have to be trained by someone how to do it. Yes, it's not that we know everything just automatically. We might have the inherent information, but in practice we have to. It's like a doctor finishes the medical degree, MBBS, he has to go and serve as a resident doctor for some years before he qualifies to practice. He will say, well, I'm a doctor already. I should just go and practice. No. A practical application. Practical application of devotion to Krishna. Radharani is the one who is holding it. She knows all of the details how to please Krishna. So much so that Krishna can do with her. She's the best cook. Imagine someone who cooks for you. In fact, the only way you can capture someone's mind is give the person good food. So, Mataji, you should hear this. If you want to capture, well, I'm a young girl, you should hear this. If you don't know how to cook, you better learn how to cook. The way you can capture your husband, put him inside your pocket, inside your purse, is first thing is to cook very nicely. And Radharani is an expert cook. She knows the sense of cooking. So much so that Yasoda had to arrange for Radharani to come and cook for Krishna. Later this morning, we'll go into the historiography of Radha's appearance. How she came to appear. We know she is the daughter of Bishop Banu, but where did she come from before she came into Vasara to be the daughter of Vishwanath. We'll hear that later this morning. And the point here is how Krishna has abandoned everyone else. Huh? We could say he's the impartial. No, Krishna is not partial, Krishna mentioned in the Gita. Ye yatama prapajante, tantataya prajamya. According to the intensity of our selflessness, or how we give ourselves to Krishna. In that way, Krishna reciprocates. Krishna is the Lord of reciprocity. So Radha has captured Krishna completely. Why is that? He's the Supreme Presence of God. He's the Supreme Controller. But someone is controlling him. Why? Love. just love.
So Krishna
knows that Radharani's love is irresistible. She knows all of the art of loving Krishna. First of all, she knows she's the best cook, so she cooks for Krishna, and even Krishna's mom can't do without her. She has to arrange with the in-laws of Radharani, please allow this girl to come and cook my boy. So, if we want to please Krishna, then we have to see how we are pleasing the person who is most dear to Krishna. The person who is most dear to Krishna is Srimati Radharani. And she is present everywhere. Although, apparently, her name was not mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? From canto 1 to canto 9. And even in this text, it is very covert. It's not overt. It takes an acharya to be able to reveal to Radha, hey, Aradhitu here refers to Srimati Radharani. Her name is not conspicuously mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami. Why? Yeah, who knows the reason why? Yeah, the main force is the main room. If anybody doesn't know, they will go before we go to the ladies. But after we're supposed to ask the marketing force before they say, ladies and gentlemen, ladies first. How does it go here? Is it men first or ladies first? Huh? Ladies first. Are you sure? is it just by word or is it also in practice? In practice? Alright. Sorry. So ladies, Mataji, tell us. You had a question we asked? What was the question?
The name of Srimati Radharani has not been mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes. Can some Mataji help us? All of you know the Srimad Bhagavatam, right? This book. Bhagavad Purana sometimes is called Bhagavad Purana. Yes, I've seen one hand, but apart from you, who else? The ladies, I know a number of the ladies, you are not even walking. Some of their husbands, they say, no, I want my wife to be at home. Just be at home. No walking. I'll go walking money, bring you money. I don't know why people do it and do like that here. You walk the money, you bring the money and give it to your wife, she spends it. That's what is going on in civilized countries. So, okay, help us. Yes, exactly. Sukadeva Goswami had to deliver this message to Parikshit in 7 days. Parikshit will die. And if, you know, we hear sometimes about, you know, ecstasy, when people go into samadhi, and sometimes if you hear this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a pure devotee goes into samadhi, goes into ecstasy, lost his consciousness. Sometimes it takes days. It takes days to revive them. And it just only 7 days. He has to deliver King Parikshit from the onslaught of death. And because Sukadeva Goswami is a pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. Sukha means parrot. Sukadeva Goswami, in his past life, was the parrot of Srimati Radharani. And so, all of the, you know, venues and anteriors of Radhika, they're just swimming in his, you know, in his consciousness. And if he just makes a mistake to just mention Srimati Radhika, he was swore into unconsciousness. And it could take days to resuscitate him. Therefore, deliberately, he avoided it. So even here, in this text, he just mentioned, you know, like, in a covert way, not directly, but another pure devotee says, hey, if I have to see what you're doing. But if he dares mention the name Sri Radhika or Srimati Radharani, oh, it would be a disaster for Maharaj Dikshit. Because he would lose consciousness. So this is the major reason why the name of Sri Radhika is not constitutively mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's never mentioned. And the Vasukadeva Goswami was such a high-profile devotee of Srimati Radhika. And the devotee, they are swimming in the ocean of bliss. And so, diving in the ocean of bliss, you know an ocean. If you jump into an ocean and there is no boat to actually, you know, pick you up, you may even die there. Okay, so nobody knows what would happen if Sukadeva Goswami had to mention Srimati Radhika's name. And therefore, he very cleverly just avoided that name. And so, here in this text, we are meant to understand how during the Rasa Lila, when Krishna was having all of these wonderful pastime with the gopis. Came there was a time that Krishna even abandoned all of these wonderful gopis, abandoned everyone else, and simply went away with Radharani. And the gopis were searching for her, I mean, for this divine couple. And that's why the title of the chapter is captioned, "The Gopis Search for Krishna." It's not that Krishna got lost. Then he went to a secluded place to have some amorous pastime for Srimati Radharani. And so we can see that among all of these Lakshmijis, all of the gopis, they are actually Krishna's eternal associates. Sometimes people read the German onto the 10th canto, and then all because people are governed by the principle of bias and loss. And they don't seem to understand, they don't have any information, they don't have background knowledge of what is going on. And all that they see is lusty activities. But the gopis are all Krishna's eternal associates, who came to just facilitate Krishna's pastimes. As Krishna was to come, he even ordered the demigods to take bed in the Yadu dynasty. If a big man is going to somewhere, he goes with his entourage. If a big woman is going to somewhere, she goes with her entourage. So what about the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He has to come to this world all by himself and alone? No. He descended into this world with all of his associates, including Balaram. And so, today is a very auspicious day to us. And we find that although Radharani is not mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Radharani is conspicuously present everywhere, even in the Maha Mantra. Hare is an invocative form of the word Hari, which means the Lord who unties the knot of material existence. And Hare is referring to the devotional energy of Krishna. And what is that devotional energy? Radharani. So we have to please Radharani first. So we chant her name first. Hare! Oh, devotional energy of the Lord. Just see. Even in the Maha Mantra. Because we can't jump onto Krishna, we pray to Radharani first. Oh, devotional energy of the Lord. Hare! This is correlating with Prabhupada's idea that we, if we want to attain Krishna, we must go to Radharani. We must please Radharani. Otherwise, it is so difficult to attain Krishna. Krishna is unattainable without Radharani. So sometimes people wonder, so if Krishna is also unattainable without Radharani, what about those who worship Krishna alone? Huh? What is the answer to that? Because there are people who are not worshiping other than Krishna. They worship only Krishna. What about those people? Do you think that they will go to Krishna Loka? Krishna has many, many abodes in the Vaikunthas. Preceded over by Narayan. And traditionally, even the worship of Krishna is done in all reverence. So in Goloka Vrindavan, we are rather Goloka Nanda. It's not an all reverence worship. Krishna has his own girlfriends. Huh? Don't say because Krishna has his own girlfriends, you will also have your girlfriends. Don't try to compete with Krishna. Huh? These are his eternal associates. There is nothing illicit in it. So because these things are originally in the spiritual abode, Krishna has his associates, his boyfriends, his girlfriends, but there is no lusty interaction in this type of divine relationship. And the whole thing is that Krishna is bought over by the devotion of Srimati Radharani, Krishna is captured. I remember in one incident, one of the leaders, I think Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur set up that information. There was this time that Krishna became so desperate to go to meet Radharani. And I don't know whether I told that story here before. And when Abhimanyu came to Yasoda's home, Yasoda wanted to send some jewelry, a box of jewelry to Srimati Radharani. And because Krishna was so desperate, he had been captured. I mean, it's like a gross, not appropriate, but a gross analogy, material analogy could be that. I mean, it's like, you know, a girl is captured by a boy's, handsomeness. Oh, she's bought over by a boy. And even the parents tell her, no, you stop going after this boy. And they say, if you try to do it, I'll commit suicide. So Krishna was captured by Radharani's love. And when Abhimanyu came, was to be given a box of jewelries. After loading the box with jewelries, and then immediately Yasoda stepped out, Krishna asked his boyfriends to unload the jewelries, to remove all the jewelries, and he put himself inside the box, and then they lock it up. And so Abhimanyu came, and then, you know, the box was given to Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu carried this heavy box, thinking that he's carrying a box of jewelries to Srimati Radharani, all he took, take it, and he went straight into Radharani's chambers, dropped the box, and then he left. Abhimanyu was simply carrying Krishna. And so when the gopis opened the box, handed by Radharani, when they opened the box to see this wonderful gift, box of jewelries from Mother Yasoda, Krishna simply jumped out. So can you imagine having to lock up yourself in a box for somebody? No matter how you love your girlfriend, can you do that? Maybe you try to go in a plane or in a taxi, but you won't put yourself in a box. Just look, this is just to give us some idea, the intensity of that unlimited love that would capture Krishna, and he puts himself in a box. He inconvenienced himself just to make himself manifest, to appear before his beloved and her friends. To that degree that we love Krishna, Krishna is ready to make any sacrifice to make himself available to us. And therefore, those who want to attain Krishna's lotus feet have to please Srimati Radharani. The easiest way to please Srimati Radharani is to chant Radharani's holy names. Therefore, in Vrindavan, people don't even greet Hare Krishna. They say Radhe Radhe. Because everyone in Vrindavan is supposed to be a servant of Radharani. And all of the gopis, they are all facilitated, working so hard to facilitate the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna. This is what is going on in the spiritual world. Even the so-called competition in the spiritual world is just to facilitate that, reaching that epitome of love relationship between Radha and Krishna. And everyone works so hard just to be able to, you know, facilitate that. When even they are in the gurus, there are guides, security, because Radha's in-laws are very much like, you know, terrorists. So there are heavy securities all over the place just to make sure that Radha and Krishna are protected. This is the mode of loving relationship. And how to preserve that love is given to us in the writings of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, Prabhupada warned, if we want to please Krishna, we must please Srimati Radharani. We must take shelter of Srimati Radharani. So today is a very official day for us. That's why I mentioned that it is more official than even Janmashtami. Because Janmashtami, everybody celebrates. But who is willing to go back to Krishna? Sometimes, some people, they come to the temple on Janmashtami only. Remember, I mean, the, I was mentioned the other day in, I think in the farm also. There was this gentleman in the Mauritius airline. So he saw me and he came to me. He was trying to, you know, make me comfortable. And because I was resisting everything about the food and everything else, so then he told me, I was at a temple in Phoenix during the gymnastics. It was so big, so nice, so well organized. So you do good things, people talk. Okay, you don't even know, but here is someone who is making propaganda, you know, making a good public relation about ISKCON Phoenix. And that is a staff of Air Mauritius, abundantly. So when we understand that Radha and Krishna are not different, not different in terms of service. Krishna is supposed to be the boss, but even the boss is captured because of loving service. We find also in another case where Krishna is captured and is demonstrated in the pastimes of Krishna and his father, his foster father, Nanda Maharaj. Can you imagine someone? If God is all powerful, is all merciful, is the creator, he has everything. Can God really be of service to someone else? Everyone should serve him, isn't it? The Krishna serves his father. He takes Nanda Maharaj's shoes on his head. Why? Love. Why did he even take birth in Nanda Maharaj's home? Love. Why Krishna has to box himself to be able to go to Yawat at Abhimanyu's home to the gopis are Radharani's lovers. In other words, love makes even Krishna to inconvenience himself for his devotees. And we find in this relationship with Srimad Radharani. So Radha is the object of the worship of the Paramahamsas, not even Krishna. Because the Paramahamsas know, if they are able to please Srimad Radharani, then it's all done. Everything is all finished. It's perfected. Their lives are perfected. And basically, Radha is also representing all of the acharyas. And all the acharyas are also representing Srimati Radharani. I mean, it's just like all of the acharyas are representing Nityananda, representing Balaram. Because Radha is the mother of devotion, no one can really, in fact, even for the top shots in society, even for the high profile people, even the president of this country, if you want, the easiest way to get him is go through his wife. That is the person they talk every day. They spend so much of time. He cooks for, she cooks for him, and everything else. Even the very big men, if you want to meet them, if you know their wife, oh, it's very easy. You don't need any formal procedures. You just go to the family, you speak, if the wife may even provide some food for you, and then you just rings the husband. Come. So then she comes. He comes. This is the position of Radha. If we are able to please her. And the way to please her is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Why? Huh? Why is it? Is it so cheap to please Srimati Radharani? Yes, it's so cheap. Because Krishna is so dear to him, to her. And if you are thinking about the glories of someone who is dear to someone, if you are thinking his glories before that person, oh, the person is in ecstasy. Oh yeah? Antithetically, if you want to anger somebody, go and start talking ill about your beloved before them. Yeah. If you talk ill about them, it doesn't matter. But if you talk ill about your beloved, oh, you'll be on fire. So, it's just a simple logic. And therefore, today we should be reflecting. And we are fasting. No eating till 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is not fasting. 12 o'clock is just nothing. So, devotees who love themselves, who like themselves, and who care for spiritual elevation, we should sacrifice today for Srimati Radharani. We should fast at least at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is just by the corner, you know? What's the time now?
Nine.
So you have only a few hours more. So in this very text here, in the purport, wonderful purport. If someone comes to tell you tomorrow or anywhere that, you know, remember, anyway, let me not go into that. But if someone comes to tell you that, you know, I am Srimati Radharani. You know, you had another day that you had to please Srimati Radharani. These days there are so many cheap gods, okay? Cheap incarnation. Cheap incarnation. Someone has to tell you, hey, Mataji, so all this time you're just looking at me like another Mataji. You don't know that I am Radharani, who is a peer in Kali Yoga? you just have to please me. You know, if you don't please me, if you don't serve me nicely, you don't please me, then you're not going to Krishna, you know? Then, don't argue. Tell them that, oh, very good, Mataji. Please come sit down here. Let me see the sole of your feet. Let me see the sole of your feet. Radharani has 11 marks, or one sole of the foot, the other one 9 marks. So let me see. I have knowledge of that. So let me see what whether you are really reflecting a true perspective of Srimati Radharani. So let no one deceive us. I mean, like people get deceived. They say, "Oh, I am Krishna." You know, you're covered by illusory energy, so you're not able to see. Krishna also has, you know, items on his soul, on the soles of his foot. So this knowledge is there, and someone who has full information will never be deceived. So in the purport here, Srila Rupa Goswami's description in his Sri Ujjvala Nilamani, again, we find that references are always made. The acharyas, they don't talk and hang things in the balance. They talk, they speak, and then they make references. Just like even in the law court, you always make references. And therefore, devotees must be fully equipped with the idea that someone is saying something, they should present a reference. Don't talk to things and hang it in the air. Even the acharya, so here Rupa Goswami mentions, you know, the disciples of Prabhupada who gave this purport or gave this commentary, they make a reference, they made a reference to Srila Rupa Goswami in terms of the descriptions of the items on Radha's lotus feet, on the soles of Radha's lotus feet. So here it is mentioned, and this is from Rupa Goswami's writings, that the book is called Sri Ujjvala Nilamani. At the base of the large toe of Radha's left foot is the mark of a barley corn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella. And below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of our foot to the junction of our large and second toes. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner, and below the flag is a creeper, together with a flower. At the base of our small toe is an elephant goat, and upon our heel is a half moon. Thus, there are 11 marks on our left foot. Nobody should come to cheat you that they are incarnations of Srimati Radharani or they are Radharani herself. Read these books. Please, read these books. So that when you hear people coming to talk all sorts of things, you don't become disturbed. You remain undaunted. You remain fixed in your faith. If you don't read the books, you don't understand, you could be cheated by anybody. Oh, yes. And then, on the right foot, listen. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell. Below that, a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar. Below that, an earring. And below the earring, a spear. Along the base of the second toe, foot, and small toes is the mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the heel is a fish. Thus, altogether, there are 19 distinguishing marks, 19 distinguishing marks on the souls of Srimati Radharani. What else can they, what else do we want from the chariots? They are guiding us so that we don't get cheated. We don't take this process cheaply. I just have comments or some questions. 11:45, we'll have another talk for Srimati Radharani. Hopefully at that time, we'll be able to give the historiography of Srimati Radharani's appearance. Yes, for now, is there any comments or questions? Please, don't eat till 12 o'clock. Except you have some serious health problem. But if a normal person like most people, please tolerate the urge to eat today till 12. Any comments or questions? Thank you for coming. Today is the working day, school day, that some of you have really sacrificed your time to come here. So this is, and in Mangalati, the hall was full. When I came, there was no place to stand. You know. This is very good. This is very, very auspicious. On this special occasion, this is the time we need to beg the Lord's mercy. We should beg Srimati Radharani to give us, you know, amplified devotion to be able to serve our devotees. Any comments or questions? Okay, so in the absence of any comments or questions, we'd like to join this talk, and then we'll see you.
Has a question.
Okay.
Maybe it's a bad question for
you. A bad question? Don't ask bad question today.
About Abhimanyu, I want to talk.
Abhimanyu did what?
Abhimanyu.
They did what?
No. What about him?
He did
maybe,
what?
Maybe he wants to know that.
Today is not Abhimanyu's
marriage to Radha.
Today is not Abhimanyu's appearance.
Because he got married to Srimati Radharani, I suppose that was his question, is it?
What are you asking? No, don't put words into it. This is a mature person, he's a teacher, he should ask his point.
Dude, what about his rights and. What about his rights and.
His rights?
About.
His social rights. Oh. Well, it's a drama. The whole day like the drama. Abhimanyu is like a figurehead, someone who is a figurehead of the management of a company, and he has no function. He has no power to take decisions. He has no power to do anything. That's a long story. Okay, what you asked him for is a very long story. We disclose that some other time. It's a long story. Because the point is, you know, there was a time that, you know, Radha and Krishna were to get married, and someone in Vrindavan was opposed to it. And so that marriage never worked. it's a complete long story, okay? Yeah, but it's an important point you raise. It's social, it's fundamental social rights. As a husband, I thought, okay. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the time. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Radha Swami ki
jai.
His Holiness Bhakti Vasudeva Swami Maharaj
ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.